You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Right down Broadway goes up. Bounce pass to Melton. Poe goes into a three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound knocked away from Sissoko by Draymond. Pajemski to Curry. Steps to his left and buries a three above the break. Everybody's stunned watching this. Warrior fans celebrating here in Portland. Warriors up 2, 129-127. Curry putting on a show. He's got 48 points.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line. So make sure to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
Probably not today, though.
I mean, off of 48, why not?
Choker. What's up with that layup at the end, dog?
Seriously.
Are you allergic to 50 or something?
What have you done for us lately,
man,
Steph?
Wow. That would be, if we wanted to like Skip Bayless the show, that would, or like Nick Wright the whole, I can't believe he missed the layup. What a choke job.
Not a closer. I mean, great for the first 47 minutes of a game, but what does that even matter anymore, Chef?
I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to sprinkle in crap so that you can't get all like warrior angry for the entire day. I don't mean you. I just mean a person. Since Steve Mariucci left, the 49ers have 8 10-win seasons. This is one of them.
Yep.
And Kyle Shanahan owns 5 of the 8. And this one probably has to be, from an injury perspective, the most unlikely. Is that fair? I know the schedule.
Well, I'd have to look at all his 10-win
schedule,
years.
Breaks your way a little bit, but
a lot of it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Well, you know what I mean?
I don't want to be the negative guy here because what you're saying is awesome, and they're 10-4. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I mean, 10-4, of course, schedule Sam.
Look around the league. Look around the league and look how hard it is to win 10 games. And you play in a division that has three double-digit win teams with 3 weeks to go. So how, like, yes, you're playing a last-place schedule. Yes, that is correct.
And you're playing the two Souths as well.
The South and the AFC turns out to be damn good. What do you mean, eh?
I mean, you're going to face a 45-year-old grandpa on Monday Night Football.
That's one way that turned, but they're 8-6, and the Jags and Texans both look like contenders in the AFC.
I guess. I'm still waiting on the Jags.
I know you lost both those games, which is a fair, that's a fair retort.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the other South, the NFC South is kind of a joke. Yet you lost to Tampa.
What are we going to do with that division? It's one thing. Listen, everything twists and turns. The Seattle Seahawks one time won the NFC West with a 7-9 record. We all remember it. Beast mode, the whole thing. But, like, you don't get to do this 3 or 4 years in a row, NFC South. Will someone stand up, for God's sakes? Somebody in that division, will you just, like, right yourselves and be better and try to win 10 games? Stop trying to win 9 games so that you can host a playoff game that you might win, you might not, and then that's it. The whole division is just a waste. It's a total waste.
Tampa won 10 last year and won the division.
Yeah.
And then the year before, they won 9 and won the division.
And won a playoff game.
And the year before that, they won 8 and won the division.
Exactly.
So they are 27-24 over the last three, not including this one where they're 7-7 and they're going to win the division.
They might. They play the Panthers this weekend.
They play them twice. They play them twice.
Yep.
And
yep.
Whatever. So, I mean, my fix would be if you have a better record, you host the playoff game. But the league doesn't want to do that. The league wants to value winning a division.
And I get it.
Even though this division is kind of a joke.
I thought maybe there'd be another way, because like a wild card team could be really awesome. You know, like last year, the Vikings were a wild card team with, I think, 14 wins or something like that.
Yep.
Should they have to go on the road? I would argue this. If you're going to win a division, if you want to host that game, you better be a double digit. You have to double digit win. I'm fine if they've won 11 and you won 10, yes, you host. If you won 8, bleep you, get out of our way. You're on the road. Anyway.
Yeah, Minnesota 14-3. They had to travel to LA.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, I mean, not only wild card, but yeah, you've got to go to L.A.
Yeah, they got beat.
Yep.
All right, 888-957-9570. And now all of everybody's warrior whining. We can get back to that. This is the one that really gets you, okay? Because, like, you're all ticked off today. Everybody's all ticked off today. Guess who else is? Steve Kerr also ticked off today. And maybe you're ticked at Steve. Maybe Steve is ticked at Steve. You know, he said, I've done a bad job. But this is the one to me that is very important to hear if you want to talk roster construction versus roster coaching. Listen to Steve last night when asked about last night's lineup.
Is this starting lineup, the one that started tonight, is this a group you're going to give some runway to?
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, it's we've had so many guys in and out of the lineup. You know, we'll see if we can, you know, stay healthy, then, you know, maybe this is the way we go. But we would like to build some consistency. We just haven't been able to this point.
All right. I would like to take Steve Kerr's energy into something that happens to me every November. Okay? This is how it goes. My mom, bless her heart, 80-some-odd years old, and she wants that Christmas list. I mean, honestly, she'd like it in October. If she had her way, she would be done before anybody's even made their Thanksgiving plans, let alone Christmas. And I'm not talking about my list. I'm 50. But she wants my kids' lists, and she wants them on, like, November 4th. And the kids, they don't respond. They don't get their act together because they're kids. And so Steve right now sounds the same way I sound when my mom asks me for the 17th time, what do the kids want for Christmas? I have no idea. I honestly, we've tried everything. I've threatened them.
I have no idea.
I've sat down next to them with a piece of paper. I've showed them pictures of you and said, this old lady, really, she wants you to respond to her. She helped make you. She made me. Like, she needs you to help her. She just wants to click on something on Amazon. Right. That's all she wants. And they're like, okay, I'll go do it right now. And then 8 days later, nothing. So that's where I'm at. I'm with Steve.
I have no idea.
Mom, I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm out.
Just do a gift card, whatever. And for Steve, he has no idea because, and you and I talk about this a lot on this show about Steve Kerr. He doesn't know who's going to go in there and play well. And right now, with all of the lack of health and the lack of continuity and really the lack of consistency from anybody, how is he supposed to know who's going to play well? He would love to have 10 guys he could go, you know what? You. And right now he's got Steph and Jimmy and Draymond that he's going to play no matter what, come hell or high water, even though Draymond had 8 turnovers and Jimmy was 3 of 11, they're going to play,
sure.
And we get that. So players 4 through 14 or 15, he has no idea.
I mean, I could take you a step further when you're like, he has no idea who's going to play well. There are a lot of nights where he has no idea who's going to play.
Right.
Period.
Well, he knows who's going to play because he decides.
No. I'm talking about, like, from a health standpoint.
Oh, sure.
From a health standpoint, you know, like, is Jimmy's back good? Is Steph's leg good? Is Draymond's everything good? We had a situation with Kuminga for a little while where he sounded ticked off about not knowing. Like, yep, I think Jonathan's going to be back on Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday, he still wasn't back. And then he stopped playing him entirely. Al Horford has become a rumor at this point, not a mid-level exception.
Right.
He's a rumor. I mean, he's a travel secretary. He's with you on the flight. I don't know what he's doing there.
Yep, not playing.
Why did he go? I actually didn't even look. Did he go to Portland?
I have no idea.
Why?
I have no idea.
All right. Victory Monday. Let's go to Trevor in Roanoke Park. Hi, Trevor. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
So my thought is this, that every time you put together, when a team is lucky enough to put together a dynasty like what the Warriors have done, the check always comes, right? At the end, the bill always comes. And it feels like a lot of that is happening right now. There's only so much money you have to go out and get a guy right now or a couple of guys that can support Curry. The ones that they've gambled on haven't been consistent, haven't really worked so far. But you could see it even in the off season. You see these guys that are out there that you'd like the Warriors to go try to make a move for. They just don't have the assets or the financial capability to do it. Maybe because they're waiting to have that money to go get another superstar after Curry or whatever the case is. We know they don't have a lot to play with. So the coaching, yeah, I think Kerr could make better decisions along the way this year. I'm sure we've seen a lot of situations where Kerr makes calls that don't make a lot of sense to us. And then there's just not a lot there to play with in the first place. So it's more than one thing. It's a few things.
No question about it. Hey, Trevor, thanks. Can I this goes with what Trevor's saying. So I'd like to read this now. Can I read this to everybody? I sent this to you a few minutes ago, but I want to read it to our whole audience. All right, quote, "I would hope our young players take yet another leap. I get very upset when I read all this crap on the internet, these comments by people, you know, this guy's crap, that guy's crap, the drafts were terrible. Bullshit.
Oh.
Our drafts were not bad at all. These guys are very young. They've had to fit into a very difficult situation with experienced players. It's not like they can just go out there and put up numbers. So I think we've drafted very well. We've got some good young players." End quote. May 2025.
Delusional.
Joe Lacob.
That Joe Lacob?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to retract my last comment about delusion. I think you're right, Joe. I like the pick. And I like the player.
Said that in May.
Delusional. James Wiseman, bad pick, bad player, good guy. Hi, this is James Wiseman.
I actually don't even know James. He seems like a nice young man.
Kuminga, it's TBD. I still think it's to be determined. And Moses Moody, man, he's in a little bit of a struggle this year.
Yeah.
And miss me with, like, pods is not, he's outside the lottery. And he's actually been as a number 19 pick. He's been fine. He's kind of played up to billing, I think, as a 19th pick.
They're all just dudes.
Right. They're all just guys. So yeah. you have a superstar. You've got a former superstar in Jimmy Butler. And you've got a unbelievably unique Hall of Famer in Draymond Green. And then you've got 12 other human beings who wear uniforms and play basketball.
Yeah, like the next most excited I am about a guy is D'Anthony Melton. But it's early and he's still recovering and working his way back to minutes. I think he's an actual, like, that's a player that I think eventually a team could rely on as a very important piece, a starter or first off of the bench, high minute guy. I like that to me, that's a dude. That's a dude. That's an NBA dude. But the rest, yeah. And I know what you mean by Kuminga, and I'll agree with you on it. Except for, I would adjust it a little bit. When you say TBD, I think you're talking about...
elsewhere.
Still, well, right. I think you're talking about who he can be as an NBA player. I'll agree with you. It's not TBD on whether or not it was a bad pick. That's been determined. Bad pick.
For the Warriors, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, bad situation.
Correct.
And
sure.
Bad pick because the coach doesn't like to play him, and the system I don't think really fits him.
I would actually adjust that a little bit as well. He would have been a really good pick if you had followed your gut, Warriors. You should have traded him about 2 years ago.
Well.
You knew.
They knew,
you wouldn't listen to yourselves. And when I say you knew, I don't mean, don't get all excited and hot and bothered. Oh, here goes Willard ripping Kuminga again. This isn't his fault. But if you know that he doesn't fit what you want to do, and maybe that doesn't fit what he wants to do, if you know that, gosh, you got to do it early. You have to do it early. The rest of the league is super intrigued by this guy. And the salary wasn't much, but you could have paired other stuff with it. Right? We're going to do a Buddy Hield and a GP2, and you get Kuminga, and that's enough salary for you to send us maybe a vet that would have really worked out in a system. You could have done it. It's no different than Ayuk. You have got to strike the second you get a bad feeling in your belly. But the league is like, oh, but that's a player. Great. Deal.
Yep.
Right then.
And that's why I was asking Steiny, and you know, you and I shared it on the thread, like what was a bigger botch job, because... yeah, the Niners should have traded Ayuk to Pittsburgh for two picks, but instead, Kyle ran up the stairs and stopped the deal, and so Ayuk came back, and he was disgruntled wearing the wrong shorts, then he got hurt, and now he's going to walk, and you'll get nothing for him, other than a nice dead cap hit on the backside of that, which is always nice. So, yeah, they probably, if they knew, and I have a feeling that Steve Kerr probably knew, but he's not the one who's making all the final calls. And so,
of course,
this is where the Joe Lacob comments do hit me some kind of way, because Yeah, the Wiseman, the Kuminga, Moses Moody was at the end of the lottery, and I still think that he can be a serviceable, like, seventh or eighth man. If he's your eighth man, you're a good team. If he's your starting small forward, you're probably not going to be good enough.
A lot of people want to weigh in. 888-957-9570. We got a lot to say on this, but let's keep mixing everybody in here. Coach Hall in San Diego, thank you for calling, Coach. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Yeah.
I am not doing well. Thanks for asking. all my teams are losing. I'm a Notre Dame fan, and we got screwed out the playoffs, and the Warriors are just the Warriors. But to answer your question, I think it's 50-50. I think it's construction and it's players. I don't think the Warriors have the system for young players to come in and develop and thrive. We're just not patient enough, which is fair because we got Steph.
Yep.
But at the same time, if you look at Jimmy Butler, we're losing him. He looks uninspired, and he looks annoyed, and he's doing that Jimmy Butler thing. And we gave Draymond $100 million, and he's not worth the $100 million. I don't know what we do at this point. We had the two timeline thing going, and one punch messed it all up. And we rewarded the player that messed it all up. So now we're stuck in between a rock and a hard place. And I don't even know if trading Kuminga is the right thing because we're going to lose regardless. Nobody, no young player wants to come play here. No old player wants to come play here, unfortunately, from what everybody says on a podcast, whether it's a Paul George or DeMar DeRozan. Even a Giannis kind of gave us the middle finger. So I don't know what we do, but I'm going to keep rooting for him. Pray for me.
Prayers up. Thoughts and prayers. Coach Hall, San Diego. I think a lot of good points in there. The one point he made, though, with which I disagree, quote, we had the two timeline thing going. I think it's time for all of us to let that go. That was incorrect. I don't think it exists. The idea of that working is so, so maniacally improbable. I know everyone points to the Spurs, but I don't even think they were planning for it. It's not like they do. When did they draft Kawhi? Was he like 16th in the draft or something like that?
Right. That was not a second timeline. That was one player.
Right. And like, so the idea that as a strategy could work or was a good idea, no, absolutely not. And I know the Warriors will say that that was a media concoction, and maybe it was. But bottom line is, there is, like, when you have, and this is part of the issue, when you have a Steph Curry, there is no redo. There's no second timeline. We don't get to do this again. Sorry. And it doesn't mean the Warriors will never win a ring again or never contending. That's not what I mean. But there's no, like, yeah, and then when he's done, we just roll it over and we got Jordan Poole. Like, come on. That's not – Jordan Poole was really good because he helped. He helped that group. That's still what you're looking for, but now you're looking for it 4 or 5 years later, and now they're almost 40 years old.
Right, and if you want to play that all the way out, and if James Wiseman would have worked and Jordan Poole would have not gotten punched and, you know, Kuminga would have popped better than he has and Moody would – even if Moody is what he has been – you'd have a hard time signing all these people, and you wouldn't have Jimmy Butler for sure, and I don't even know if you'd still have Draymond Green if you wanted to two-timeline it with a guy like Wiseman. If Wiseman was really a good player and the number two pick overall, he'd be making a lot more money, and Kuminga the same. So the reason why you have to do what you're doing now is because that other timeline didn't work. Wiseman flamed out, and Kuminga is now getting DNPs, and Jordan Poole is elsewhere, and so you had to pivot because of a number of different reasons. So the two timelines thing, it would have been hard to do to really keep everybody and still have these young guys now percolating for the future.
No doubt, which I think is an always fair response. Look, we're fans. The Warriors have a losing record. There's no problem with belly aching. I think that is part of what that's how we process what's going on. So there's no problem with belly aching. It is fair, though, for everybody who's screaming, whether it's coaching or roster construction, rotations, whatever R and C words you want to use, what really is it that you wanted them to do? And that's my only answer that I can give you,
right,
is You could have traded Jonathan when you first knew that it wasn't feeling good to you. And whether that's the right or the wrong move, it's clearly what you ended up, it's where you are now. It's what you want to do. It's what you want to do.
Right.
And you could have done it when it mattered a lot more and when it would have had a larger impact.
It would have netted more. And yes. I think that they did try to trade him last year. They tried to get Kevin Durant as a part of a Kuminga trade. So they've tried to do it, and you wound up getting rid of Andrew Wiggins as a way to get Jimmy Butler. And so, yeah, you double down, you triple down on being an old team. And I do agree with you to an extent of you had no other choice. But then Al Horford, really? And I said it at the time,
that's a bad
before this
right
even was going to happen. It's like, come on, a guy who's clearly diminishing. So you're going to go from old to even older. And that's why I joked a couple weeks ago, just go get Chris Paul. He's a street free agent. Just go get Chris Paul and be the oldest team that's ever been formed.
Wait a minute. He's 40 and he's a guard?
And he's available.
Perfect.
Not F these picks, F these kids.
888-957-9570. I want to tell you, you know, when people do the whole, like, is it coaching or construction? It sort of feels like, are you more mad at Kerr or are you more mad at Dunleavy? And somehow I want to pivot to door number three.
You won't.
I will.
I'd like to hear this.
Well, my concern is actually at the ownership level.
Speak on it.
Yeah. So
bury that guy.
Well, you already called him delusional. How much worse could it get?
A lot worse if you want to bring it with the new virality with our clips, right? I'll give you 30 seconds of just unmitigated Willard time.
Okay.
Bury him.
I get 30 seconds to talk all by myself?
It's rare.
Ooh, I don't get that a lot around here.
I'm in a good mood.
Okay. And yes, everybody who wants to weigh in, just stay right there. We're coming. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Can you feel the Monster Mondayness of all of this? Victory Monday. Boy, isn't it grand? We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, Willard and Dibs.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.